Peace. Welcome to Spears and Mics. I'm L1, and I got my brother Watt Slice in the building with us.
Peace.
Peace. We are Spears and Mics. We cover hip-hop culture, knowledge, and the streets. And today, we just wanted to give, a shout-out to Outkast, Andre 3000, and Big Boy, as well as Salt-N-Pepa and Spinderella for being the 2025 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, which is a pretty major achievement and, you know, should be saluted to a degree. It's something that I'm sure many people dream of achieving, whatever genre they may be in musically. And I think it's noteworthy and it's great, but I don't think it's necessarily for the culture. But we'll talk a little bit about that. But I wanted to say, this is a small amount of people in hip hop that are actually in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I'll just go down the list real quick. Outkast and Salt-N-Pepa, the 2025 inductees. Missy Elliott in 2023. 2022 saw Eminem join the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. 2021 is Jay-Z and also LL Cool J. 2020, the Notorious B.I.G., a.k.a. Biggie Smalls. And then there's quite a few other inductees as well. And everyone gets inducted under a different, like, role or banner. It might be influential. It might be for their body of work. I'm not sure, you know, necessarily what everybody got in here for as far as hip-hop. But A Tribe Called Quest also made it. Beastie Boys, DJ Kool Herc, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. Peace to Raheem also out of the Grandmaster Flash and Furious Five. Word. Brother's dope and stands on business. Word. Dope to this day, for real. Word. You know what I'm saying? NWA, Public Enemy, Run DMC, and also Tupac. So those are everybody, that list is everybody, I believe. I don't think there's anybody else that made it from hip hop. And I'm sure, like I said, all these people were, you know, grateful to be a part of that experience and be honored. It is a great achievement. I was very happy when I saw Kool Herc also get, you know, inducted. I think that's, you know, pretty major for hip hop culture, major for the Bronx. But, you know, I don't know, man. I'm kind of like torn. What are your feelings and thoughts on these hip hop acts or people from hip hop culture being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? How you feel about that?
I don't care. I don't care. It's like with hip hop first started in the 70s, they thought it was a fad. Obviously, you know, it's 2025 now, and it's not a fad. It's one of the biggest genres of music. And we still don't get the just due, you know. I think, you know, getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is similar to, like, winning a Grammy. We really don't. It's not really for us, really, you know. And when I say us, you know what I mean. And I'm not even trying to make it a color thing, but unfortunately it is. These are hip-hop artists. What they got to do with rock and roll?
Right, right.
That's how I feel. Like, what does it have to do with rock and roll? Beastie Boys, yeah. More, you know, I could see
right,
them.
Not
because
the line,
they're white.
Right.
Not because they're white. Right. Just because of the style of music.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
They were like influenced. You could see the influence
between
both hip hop and rock.
And I love Beastie Boys. I still listen to the Beastie Boys.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely hip hop for sure.
Yeah.
But there is a great rock and roll influence.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Run DMC because of Walk This Way.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Nothing else really.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And the other acts, like, what rock and roll? Like,
I
really don't understand. So I really don't care about it. I don't think it's an accomplishment. Keep it real. I really don't care about it. It's dope for them. It's dope for Outkast and Salt and Pepper. But for me, it's just like, it's just another whatever. I'm just keeping it. I don't even know what to say. Cause I saw it, and when I see stuff like that, it doesn't bother me. Like, it doesn't move me. It doesn't make me happy. It doesn't upset me. It's just like, I know with our people is like, in regards to that and stuff like the Grammys, let's boycott it. But when somebody doesn't win, you know, we still bitching about it. And when we do win, it's like, yeah, I told you, you know what I'm saying? So I really don't care.
Right. I think too often we're running for the acceptance of these people outside of the culture, you know, like we seek validation from people that are completely out of the culture, and not just hip hop culture, but just out of tune with black or so-called brown culture. Mm-hmm. And they don't really respect our contributions musically, or really any of our contributions outside of like just the entertainment aspect of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like you said, this was a fad to people. And you know what I don't like is, and I don't want to generalize this because I'm sure there's a lot of people in rock and roll that probably do like hip hop. But there's also a lot of like, more so back in the day, I've seen a lot of disparaging comments by rock and roll acts against hip hop. Mm-hmm. And to me, like, you know, if most of rock and roll ain't rocking with hip hop, how are we standing united on some type of front? Like, I'm sure, you know, they want their own space, and we should have our own space. And in fact, we actually do, because there is a Hip Hop Hall of Fame. I think it was founded by a brother named JT, who's from New York, but also lived out west. And I believe right now they're actually constructing the actual building for the Hip Hop Hall of Fame in Manhattan, somewhere around Penn Station. And it's called the Hip Hop Hall of Fame Museum. And that's not in connection with the Hip Hop Museum that Rocky Buchano is starting, that's in the Bronx. Two different entities. But I think, like, if we have our own Hip Hop Hall of Fame, then we should be looking to build that up for the culture, so that they can give the actual honors to the people that deserve it. I know they gave an award to the Hip Hop Hall of Fame, gave an award to DJ Red Alert. I think he was one of the first people inducted at the inauguration of the Hip Hop Hall of Fame. So great. See, that's great that someone like him gets acknowledged from within the culture. Right. You know
and
what I'm saying?
And I'm sure AC/DC won't be inducted in the Hip Hop Hall of Fame, even though I love AC/DC. You know what I'm saying? Like, I listen to rock and roll at times, you know what I'm saying? Not everything and not every day, but I do. I listen to everything. But I don't expect to hear Red Hot Chili Peppers being inducted, Green Day, Green Jelly,
doesn't make Meatloaf, sense.
Right, at all. Like, Meatloaf, like if you throw Limp Bizkit in there, maybe, you know what I'm saying? Because they teeter the line, you know what I'm saying? So but certain acts, I'm not expecting them to be in the Hip Hop Hall of Fame. Just like I don't expect, I really don't expect or care if a rapper gets inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know what I'm saying? Right. And that's just me. Keep it within the genre.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel
about
it.
I think we have to also decide and be firm on our stance as to whether we gonna acknowledge these like these accolades, or we're gonna outright not care for it. Cause it seems like hip hop, we very flip floppy with our stance on it. Like, for one minute, like you said, we, like, you know, Fresh Prince boycotted the first time that, you know, Grammys acknowledged hip hop. They sat that one out because it wasn't going to be televised, right? Mm-hmm. So he kind of set the trend. They set the trend and saying, like, yo, F this award, we not rocking with it. Then all of a sudden, we just keep going back and forth. Oh, is it for the people? Is it for hip hop or is it not? Did they get it right? Did they get it wrong? And then we lose our marbles when Nas gets his first Grammy. Everyone's like, oh, finally. Like, so we don't know what our stance is. We be like flip flopping too much. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, either we with it or not with it. You know what I'm saying? And for the listeners and the supporters and the viewers, if you think that these are good accolades that we should embrace and acknowledge and respect, let us know in the comments what you think. You know what I'm saying? Because we really not rocking with it. You know what I'm saying? It's really not for the culture. That's how we feel. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you disagree, you know, drop something on us to make us feel differently. You know what I'm saying? Anybody and everybody. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's all, you know, but I will congratulate Outkast and Salt and Pepper again. It is dope for them as far as musical achievements. I'm sure it meant a lot to them. They had some good speeches. I think in reference to Outkast, I think formerly Childish Gambino, now known as Danny Glover, introduced Outkast with a speech about how influential they were to him since Southern Playlist and Cadillac Music. And then I believe Missy Elliott introduced Salt and Pepper. And also I want to tip my hat because Salt and Pepper, we often forget that DJ Spinderella played an important part of that role as well. And she became the first female DJ to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So that's kind of legendary as well. And I don't want to contradict what we were just saying, but you know, I'm just saying it as a shout out to them and respect to them for their achievement. You know what I'm saying? However we feel is how we feel. But, you know, salute to them and congratulations on their achievement. You know what I mean? Yeah. But yeah, man, let us know how y'all feel about this whole Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Grammys, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you feel, man, drop a comment, man. Also, you know, subscribe. We on TikTok now. You know, we'll be putting some shorts up there and engaging with people up there. Just another outlet to get some of the content out to the people. We're on Twitter as well. We're on all the audio streaming platforms. You know, just spears and mics, man. Follow, salute it, subscribe, you know, share it. You know, just give us some support, man. Word, man. Peace and love.
Peace.
Peace.